This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In South Africa, striking mine workers are still locked in a deadly dispute over pay.
34 of their colleagues were shot dead when the police opened fire during a confrontation last month. This came after two police officers and eight other people were killed in earlier clashes. South Africa's main mining unions have reached what's being called a peace agreement with the company that owns the world's third largest platinum mine.
But the strikers are refusing to return to work or to talk until their demands for more money are met. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
3,000 striking platinum workers took to the streets of the mining town of Marikana, northwest of Johannesburg, protesting against what they say is their paltry pay. They marched, danced, and sang, stamping their feet and waving sticks and branches last week. Mining, platinum, gold, diamonds, is at the heart of South Africa's economy. But mediator Methodist Reverend Paul Verein, one of the respected religious leaders trying to help broker a peaceful settlement, says platinum mine workers are not benefiting from their country's wealth.
You know, you come to one of the richest mines in South Africa, and the squalor that the miners are working in, the very people who extricate the minerals, it is unbelievable.
This dispute is being cast by many as symbolic of the haves versus the have-nots in South Africa, almost 20 years after apartheid and white minority rule ended. The Marikana miners have struck a chord with many who say they were promised a better life but feel betrayed. The shooting deaths of the miners by the police on August 16th has shocked this nation. Olani Mzuzi and other miners say they deserve better.
No, peace accord, no. 12,500, just one. 12,500.
Mzuzi and hundreds of his colleagues say they're not interested in any deal that does not include their demand for a monthly take-home pay of 12,500 rands, equivalent to about $1,500, about twice what they've been getting.
Now, there's a cordon of police armoured vehicles here, the delegation of striking mine workers, along with Bishop Paul Verein, is heading for talks, we believe, with Lonmin Mine Management.
There's a razor wire separating the striking miners who are on their knees from the management at Lonmin's Karia 3 mine shaft, but both sides talk.
20 years we nakona lapa kalo Karia mine mine. 20 years.
There's a heated exchange. Jan Tirion is in charge of the shaft.
I pleaded to the guys to come back to work, and they first wants the money and then comes back to the work. It's like keeping a gun against somebody's head.
Tirion says the striking miners threatened them.
They said, all of us better go or we must leave here. If we don't, they will come and burn down the shaft, burn down the cars and kill us.
What was your response?
I said to them, why do they talk like that? We want to talk peace, they want to talk war.
Barbed wire on your knees, pleading, pleading, pleading for reasonable working hours, for reasonable pay.
Reverend Paul Verein, the mediator, says he's appalled by the attitude shown to the group of striking miners.
Instead, there's this aloof, almost arrogance.
Observers say this is evidence of South Africa still grappling with the vestiges of the past, apartheid and inequality. But platinum is not fetching the global price it used to, and Lonmin warns that 40,000 jobs could be at risk if the miners' wildcat strike persists. Talks are set to continue. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Marikana, South Africa.